From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Stick around for a special installment of The Big Screen. Our critics are live in the studio to riff on Oscar nominations, which came out in the last hour. First, dozens of third through high school students in Lancaster, south of Dallas, took evening classes last night on how to interact with police. BJ Austin reports the night known as Project SOS grew out of last summer's police shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri.
Good evening. We appreciate everyone joining us.
Students, parents, and others in the Lancaster community gathered in the high school auditorium for a workshop on what students should and should not do when encountering police. Lancaster ISD Sergeant Alvin Johnson says he knew he had to do something in this district where 80% of the students are African American.
Let's create solutions on how to make better choices. What things are stopping us from making better choices now?
Now we're about to get started. We appreciate y'all coming in here.
Police officers, constables, and attorneys led classroom workshops. Johnson was in charge in an upstairs classroom filled with more than a dozen teenage boys, juniors and seniors at Lancaster High.
Basically, what we're trying to do, we're trying to capture your feelings, your perspective. And we're going to give you ours.
Talking points included the role of police, how the kids see police, how police see the kids. Constable Roy Williams told the story of one night when he was a young sheriff's deputy, not in uniform, and got pulled over.
I turned my dome light on in the car. I put my hands on the steering wheel. Now, keep in mind, I was a cop. Dome light on, hands on the steering wheel. And you know what that tells that cop? That I'm not a threat.
Williams told the attentive audience that police officers have to be hyper-vigilant, and he hoped they would see the perils an officer faces each day. He told the teenagers they have the power to defuse a tense situation by complying with an officer's requests. 16-year-old Jonathan Wright worried that could still end in trouble.
Put yourself in our era. As a teen like us, when on the news you see a couple of kids your age gunned down for nothing. So how do you expect us to feel safe or even comply when we know that just at a second I could be gone?
Sergeant Johnson quickly stressed that Wright and his friends would have a much better chance of going home if they cooperate with police than if they don't. Johnson told the students he and others just want to keep them safe. After the hour-long session, Jonathan agreed it was helpful, and he's looking forward to the next one. School district officials say the series of planned workshops will continue to focus on interactions with police and other authority figures, plus self-empowerment and leadership development. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.
Nominations for this year's Academy Awards came out about an hour ago. Our big screen team's here in the studio to take inventory of the nods for Texas talent.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
Chris, let's start with the Best Picture category, where there were three films with strong Texas ties that made the field of eight. We had American Sniper, Boyhood, and The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah, Stephen, of those three, I think Boyhood has got a really good shot to win the top prize. It's in great position now. It withstood a long campaign season. I think the other two are kind of happy to be there in the nomination field. But yeah, Boyhood's looking real strong.
And impressive, because there are often times where a film comes out this early in the year. Boyhood was released over the summer and can sometimes be forgotten. But clearly, not only audiences, but critics and members of the Academy have hung with it for the past several months. Two Texas directors also landed in the directing field. Richard Linklater for Boyhood, and Wes Anderson for The Grand Budapest Hotel. And both of these guys were nominated for writing the screenplays of these movies, too.
Yeah, Linklater, again, real good shot for Best Director. Wes Anderson, I think, has a decent shot for screenplay, for which he was nominated as well. I don't think he's going to get that director prize, but it's nice to see the Academy recognizing his work. A lot of people have considered him a treasure, not just in Texas, but in the independent film world for many years now.
And I think you could say he really does have a strong shot at the original screenplay, because he won it for the Golden Globes. And No reason why he couldn't win it again. Now, American Sniper was the third film that we talked about at the beginning. It earned 6 nominations total, including some of the major ones. Best Picture, like we said. Bradley Cooper was nominated for Best Actor. It also earned a Best Adapted Screenplay for the book that Chris Kyle wrote, American Sniper. It also picked up one for editing, which sounds like kind of a down-the-line category, but typically movies that win Best Picture, you kind of have to be in the editing category a lot of times. Editing is kind of a little bit of a predictor for Best Picture success. Now, when you and I were watching the nominations this morning, you were seemed a little surprised by all the American Sniper love.
Yeah, I didn't think it would do quite that well. I know they love Clint Eastwood movies, although Clint was not nominated, interestingly enough. But yeah, 6 is a real strong showing for that movie, and Bradley Cooper seems to get nominated just about every year these days.
Yeah, this is 3 years in a row for him, and kudos to him because 3 very different roles. He was nominated for Silver Linings Playbook for playing a manic depressive. Last year he was nominated as a kind of squirrely FBI agent, and then now playing Chris Kyle, a totally different role from those previous two. He's really a guy who's shown that he can do just about anything at this point. Let's see. And if we're talking Oscars, we've got to talk snubs, of course. For me, easily the most glaring were David Oyelowo and Ava DuVernay for Selma, he playing Martin Luther King, and she directed the film. I wonder if the questions about some of the historical accuracies sort of ended up hurting the film.
I think some of that played a factor. That's such a weird thing, an Oscar campaign. I mean, some people think that the fact that members didn't get their DVD screeners in time mm-hmm. might have had something to do with it not doing all that well. So it's odd to see Oyelowo in particular get left out in this category. I think that's a real shame.
Well, we've got just a few seconds left. You want to give a quick prediction for Best Picture?
I'm still going with Boyhood, Stephen. It's as improbable as it seems, the journey that movie has taken. I think it's kind of holding the pole position right now for Best Picture.
It's hard to argue. It's really seemed to ride the tide for low these many months, and I agree with you. I would have to pick Boyhood as well. Well, why don't we go out by listening to one of the Oscar-nominated songs. This is Glory from the movie Selma, which was written by Common and John Legend.
That was our big screen team, Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner. The Oscars will be handed out February 22nd. Look for sunny skies today with a high of 52, 35 now in Dallas, 33 degrees in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.